Ah, Mr. and Mrs. Kresselberg. Ah, thank you for coming. Please, please, come in.
Thank you, sir.
Please be seated.
It's quite all right. It's fine.
Yes,
fine, fine.
Okay. Thank you, thank you. All right, so let me get straight to the point. The reason why I called you down here today, because I don't want to keep you, you know. I'm sure you're busy. The reason why I called you down was for us to discuss what we should do about Simcha's behavior.
Simcha's behavior? What's wrong with our sweet, darling little Simcha?
Lately, I've been getting a lot of complaints from other children, Rebbeim, and Moros.
What kind of complaints are you talking about?
I know this may come as a shock to you, but your son Simcha has been bullying other classmates and playing practical jokes at their expense.
Are you sure you are talking about our darling little Simcha?
Yes, yes, I'm sure about that, and that's why I wanted to bring it to your attention before I bring Simcha into my office and confront him in front of you. So, let me ask you, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, so now if you'll excuse me, I'll call him in now. Simcha, would you please come in here now?
Mommy? Daddy? Hi, what are you doing here?
Please. Who are you kidding? Simcha, you know exactly why I called down your parents.
I don't, but, I mean, you can enlighten me and please tell me.
Bubby Schaeffele, the principal, Rabbi Getzelman, told us you're acting like a bully and playing practical jokes on others at their expense. Now tell me, is this true?
Come on, Mommy. You know me better than that. Me? A bully? A jokester? No way! I'm a role model student with great midos,
Simcha. Then tell me, why did you bully Chatzkel into giving you his nash?
Bully him? I didn't bully him for it. Chatzkel gave it to me after I politely asked him if I can have some of his nosh.
Politely? Please, don't make me laugh.
Mrs. Schneider-Nickman, can you please send in Chatzkel now?
Sure thing, Rabbi Getzelberg. I'll send him right in. Okay, Chatzkele, you can go in now.
But I'm afraid to go in. If I snitch on Simcha, he will probably beat me up after school, or make me the victim of his next practical joke.
You have nothing to fear. You're doing the right thing, Chatzkele. It's not even Lashon Hara.
Why not?
Because you're doing this for a talus. You want to make sure that Simcha doesn't bully you or anyone else. Now go right in. Be brave.
Okay. I'll go. I'll be brave. Hi, Chatzkele! My good old friend, my best buddy. How are you? Did you trip and fall down any steps lately?
Simcha? Don't try to intimidate Chatzkele. Chatzkele, please tell Simcha's parents exactly what you told me.
Simcha forced me to give him my entire nash twice this week.
I didn't force you to do anything. I simply asked you politely if I could have some of your nash. And you were so kind and offered me the whole thing.
Ask me nicely? Huh? This is the way you ask me. Please, Chatzkele, can I please have some of your nash? And I said, no, because I don't have extra this year.
You never said that. You said yes, and you even offered me your whole nash.
That was after you threatened me.
What? I didn't threaten you. That's not true.
Oh, yes, you did. You asked me if I ever tripped and fell down a flight of stairs before.
What on earth are you talking about? I never did that.
Oh, yes, you did. And you even told me poor Yakov fell far. It was kind of sad to see how he tripped and fell down a flight of stairs after he refused to shear his nuts.
I did not say this.
Simcha, your mother and I heard enough. Apologize to Chatzkala right now. This better be the last time we hear about you bullying anyone. Do you understand?
Sorry, Chatzkala.
Well, it's about time you apologize.
Simchala, you must remember what we taught you at home. And I'm sure that you learned it in yeshiva as well. You know, we are hafta,
l'reacha kamaicha. Love your fellow friend like you love yourself. People who act like bullies show they think they are better than others. And bullies only pick on those they think are smaller and weaker than they are, to bring attention to themselves and feel big and tough.
Whoa, did I just hear what I heard, Simcha? If you know all this, then please explain to me, why do you still act like a bully?
Well, I guess I let the Yetzirah get the best of me.
Well, from now on, Simcha, you will have to fight your Yetzirah a lot harder. And for an incentive to help get your fight started, you will not be allowed to ride your bike for a whole week. Do you understand? Am I making myself perfectly clear?
You know, Simcha, if I tell your father about your practical jokes that you've been pulling lately, I'm pretty sure your parents will add at least another week of no riding your bike.
What kind of practical jokes are we talking about?
Well, let's start with this one. Simcha used the ketchup on Tuesday, and then he stuffed a little piece of wax in the spout. Beryl Farfelman tried to squeeze out some ketchup, and then
it didn't go. He turned the spout toward himself to see why nothing was coming out. I could still hear and see what happened next, like it's happening right now.
What happened? Tell me right now.
The pressure from Beryl squeezing the bottle caused the wax to pop out, and splat! The ketchup spritzed all over him and his clothing!
Well, if that's the case, let's make that 2 weeks of no bike riding, and the cost of cleaning Beryl's clothing will come off your allowance. Am I making myself clear?
But why? It was so funny. You should have seen it. Everyone was laughing hysterically.
Yes, everyone except Beryl. I'm sure he didn't think it was funny.
Well, after hearing that, let me make something perfectly clear to you. To have a laugh at someone else's expense, whether it be monetary or a cause for embarrassment, it is still a form of sinas chinam. Do you understand?
Okay, Chatzkala, Simcha, you can both go back to your class now. And Simcha, I really hope you learned your lesson.
Thank you, Rabbi Getzelman, for bringing this to our attention. Be'ezus Hashem, we will work with Simcha on correcting this problem too.
I should be thanking you. I appreciate that we have such wonderful cooperating parents as you. And I hope the next time we have a meeting set up, it would be a nachas meeting. Okay, let me not keep you. Okay, so thank you again, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you, and of course we will be working with Simcha, and I appreciate that you really brought this to our attention. Thank you again. Good day.
Have a good day.